This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is the DJV experience. Aren't you glad when I open up the hour with a smile in my voice and a chuckle? The world is full of things to chuckle about. Even though we have serious things going on, you got to find the silver lining. And that's why I have Jennifer Horn here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, to help us all find the silver lining in things. And certainly with the aftermath of Harvey, we got to look hard. And a lot of great stories coming out of Houston and New Orleans and all these areas that have been so traumatically affected by this hurricane, the worst storm of its type in our history in terms of damage, multiple explosions continuing at that chemical plant, for example. The situation, I guess, now the death toll there is 35, and the other, so total is 55, 60 people dead because of the devastation in Houston, the storm. You had to expect that, frankly. You knew that sort of
thing.
I don't
even think the death toll is done yet because they're still there in the streets.
No.
I was just hearing a report that the firefighters are going now, trying to go through neighborhood by neighborhood, door to door, just to see if anyone's still trapped or what the situation is.
This is not over by any stretch of the imagination at all. The situation that not only in Houston, I was looking at pictures of Interstate 10, which goes through Houston. It looks like an ocean.
Yeah.
If you look at pictures, there's a. I saw a. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was one of those things like we have in Los Angeles, Jennifer. The what they call the LA River, but it's the basin. They built these concrete structures to carry the runoff. And there was a picture of one of those areas, one of the, with a bridge over it, on Sunday. And then there was a picture on Monday, and the water was up to the side of the capacity of this runoff river. And then the next day, it was up to the top of the bridge. And everything on either side, buildings, businesses, all destroyed. Completely. Not partially, but completely wiped out. So, the side of this devastation, and I think I asked this question earlier in the week when we were trying to figure out, or ask the question, who's going to rebuild? And as a matter of fact, I was having lunch with somebody. He said, this is a fellow who's a college president who is Hispanic. And he said, you look and see who rebuilds this city. It's going to be all people that come, either that are Hispanic from other areas of America or people that come up from these countries. There will be so much need. You know, the business side of this, even though it'll be a reason or an excuse for the government to borrow more money, there's $100+ billion worth of damage. This will create jobs like you won't. Say again?
$190 billion.
Account
that I saw. That's Katrina and Sandy combined.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when you think about the jobs that will come from this, if you want to look at, I don't say bright side, but this will be very good for the economy in that area in some ways.
Well,
it's bad because it's going to wipe out a lot of businesses, but rebuilding.
Well, and rebuilding is tough, but one of the things that is being tossed around is that Trump would go to Congress to see if he could get the infrastructure bill tied into relief dollars to Houston, which would also, I mean, that's something that has bipartisan support, and I think Democrats and Republicans acknowledge that there's a need to fix the infrastructure in the country.
Yeah.
And so if you can tie it to that, I mean, yes, that's going to cost us a lot of money, but you're right. The job creation alone from boosting that work on roadways and airports and not just in the Houston area, it would be huge.
Well, I just think that we have an opportunity here to look at how well we do. The federal response has been a lot better than the local response. And that kind of is the opposite of what happened during Katrina. I noticed the Navy and the Air Force were conducting a lot of rescue missions. That, you know, this is an addition. They've mobilized the military in a way that hasn't been seen for a while. And I think there was always that stigma, you don't use the military for doing things like this. It's not their job. But apparently, whoever's in charge has just said, nah, forget that. Send them in and help is needed. So, unless I'm reading it wrong, I have been friends for many years with a fellow that was the president of my alma mater and then became the president of Texas A&M, their ag school, which is in Stevensville. And he sent me a note. I was looking at some of the other problems the A&M colleges and colleges in general are having. Most of them are all closed, as you can imagine. And you wonder, if it didn't destroy the building, how long is it going to take before they can actually open? Some of the public schools, forget it. They're just not there. And they're trying what public schools are available, they're using them for rescue. People will be sleeping in the cafeterias of these schools. If you have 40,000 homes that are destroyed, how many people, if two people on average live, that's 80,000, maybe 100,000 people without home for how long? And where do they live?
Yeah, and it seems no one really has flood insurance either, which is, I guess, good news for the insurance industry, but bad news if you need to get your house rebuilt.
Yeah, so that then what happens?
Let's hope FEMA doesn't recommend trailers again.
Well, there's still...
still not go back down that road.
There's still a bunch of them laying around somewhere that were built especially for Katrina. They've been sitting on an air. They put them like airplanes out in the desert in New Mexico and Arizona. Someplace there are tens of thousands of those trailers, whether they brought them back around or not, I don't know. But anyway, our hearts go out to the people of Houston. And that's all you can say, other than talk about what the really cool things are that have been done by these people working hard. It's a great lesson, once again, in being an American. That's you can talk about the specifics of all these things, and that all changes a little bit. But I just feel that, and it almost came just in time. It's like Mother Nature is giving us relief from all this negativity, you know, in a manner of speaking, because people are all working together. And there's occasional cluck that's using it for political purposes, but for the most part, people are working together. And again, if you'd like to help our way, I can't do what a lot of local radio stations and a lot of other programs have done because I don't have the infrastructure, but I can sure send you to our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show, if you're still looking for a way to help. A lot of churches have started, local churches have started, and religious organizations have started funds, and people are going in under the umbrella of lots of different organizations going down there. And it's good. Yeah, it's very good. So, as I was thinking about the situation there, I was talking about Champion generators, Champion power equipment, and so I'm required by my own common sense quotient to tell you about these generators. Not that you're going to be able to use them if you're down in that area, but it gives you, this is a wake-up call. You know, like there's no insurance down there for floods and stuff. A lot of people don't have standby generators, don't have standby power in other parts of the country. So let this be a lesson to you. If you want to find the best generators, Champion has them. Champion generators, many pretenders, some contenders, but there's really only one. And if you want to know where the local dealer is, the nearest dealer to you, championpowerequipment.com. That's what you go to, championpowerequipment.com. The standby generators, different sizes and shapes, whatever it is, they have the longest standard warranty in the industry, 10-year limited coverage. Go to championpowerequipment.com for the dealer nearest you.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Home Defense ready-to-use 1-gallon perimeter spray, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, or 10-pound bag is your choice, 2 for just $10. Making bugs disappear is quite a trick. Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone can knock out over 100 types of insects. Money in your pocket, fewer pests in your home and lawn. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
18 past the hour.
Not without a fight.
We're having a discussion.
Our behind the scenes today is off the rails.
Scenes is focusing on how old is too old to get married to somebody younger and have babies. And so anyway, that's what you'll hear, some chuckling here and there. And because of the generation or how the discussion started, we can't really, I don't want to dig around in it too much. It is not about me, though. That's
you're on the way out, Doug.
Doug's not having a baby.
According to Kara, I'm on
my... You're on your way out.
I'm going to slip on a banana peel at any moment and be gonzo.
I told you my grandma's best piece of advice to me, right, was always go marry the guy who's got one foot in the grave and another on a banana peel.
And his hand on the bank account.
And a hand on the wallet. That's
all right, what's on television tonight, Jen?
Oh, well, if you want to cheer yourself up, don't tune to the Science Channel. Mysteries of the Abandoned, Chernobyl's Deadly Secrets premieres at 9 p.m. on the Science Channel. It goes undercover into the abandoned landscape that developed out of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. It's very exciting stuff. Also new, it could be interesting, right?
Yeah.
It also talks about CIA espionage and all this, so it could be fun. The Night Shift is new on NBC. It's the season finale, and the crew tackles a shooting at a nearby college. It's at 10 p.m. on NBC. The season comes to an end on Queen of the South as well, with a new episode at 10 p.m. on USA. NBC has a new edition of their game show, which has turned into a big hit for them. The Wall is at 8 p.m. Project Runway is back on Lifetime at 8. And Love Connection, which is my favorite game show of the summer with Andy Cohen, that airs on Fox at 9 p.m. as well.
I kind of like watching Jamie Foxx on that Shazam.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Shazam is still on, surprise. Yeah.
All right, Fox TV in England is kaput. They have pulled the plug, saying that they have failed to pick up a sizable audience. They only managed to get about 60,000 viewers per day for their broadcast. People in England aren't interested in that stuff. They want to watch the BBC. Come on. Into that. Okay, so how many of you know what RTTV is?
I do. It's the rural network, right?
Nope. That's
Russian TV. That's the one that Michael Flynn sat at the table and Vladimir Putin was there. Russian television.
RTTV. Has anybody checked it out?
I've never heard of it.
It's on my DVR.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Every Trump supporter has to watch at least an hour a night.
Apparently... This is a public service cable channel paid for by the Russian government. And
this is available here?
This is available here and has a number of new luminaries.
Who is it a public service for?
It's a public service. Well, it depends.
So it's like public access.
Do you remember Ed Schultz?
Yeah.
All right.
He's on radio and on TV, sure.
Yep.
He's been hired
to do the evening program on this. Perfect. And they're paying him big bucks.
Wow.
I'm going to check out RTTV.
And
21
he's one of yours, Victoria.
Hmm? 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Okay, fun time. Throwback Thursday, and we're going back to the top five songs this week in 1967. Aretha, Beginning to Rain, as this song is at number five, Baby, 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 I Love You, Aretha, Lady Soul. Crank this up now, will you?
Better than this.
That's good stuff. All right, we got to keep moving, though, to get all five in the time we're allotted. So we move from Aretha to Stevie. Number four was I Was Made to Love Her. Oh, that crap.
I don't know this song.
You don't?
No.
Sarah, great stuff. Great song. This is the time when I'm a young disc jockey. So, at this
you're
point,
so
I'm
lucky you got to play these songs
and
hear them all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I was 20 years old when I was doing this stuff.
Did you appreciate it at the time? Like, did you know how good these songs were?
I was playing country music as a disc jockey.
Okay.
I wasn't playing this stuff, but I was listening to it with a plum because it just spoke to me.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder's always spoken to me, Frank.
I love
all the music of this era speaks to me. As a matter of fact, number three this week in 1967 belongs to the Monkees. This was their first number one song. It was on its way to number one. Number three this week, Pleasant Valley Sunday. So, song story, whatever. This is silly. Monkees were silly. It's all just plain silly.
But good songs.
Songs are great. They made no sense, but it's okay. Crank it up, Vera.
Creature comfort goes. They only know my soul. Make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem astray. Two places far away. I need a change of scenery.
Did they do this when you saw them in concert?
They couldn't. They tried.
They tried.
Doesn't work for them anymore.
Well, without Davy Jones, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, right. Number two this week, fabulous song as the Doors get into our ears for the first time. Jimmy Morrison, who was actually sober when he recorded this. Maybe one of the few songs he ever recorded that he wasn't under the influence of something. Come on, baby, light my fire. Oregon, this set a new standard for the way pop music orchestration was conducted. The way the organ got into the play here, these guys were very clever. This is the beginning of the electronic music revolution. Actually, the Doors had lots of play and a lot of say in it. Yeah, so the song really is an 8-minute song.
And most of it is this.
And not, you know, once in a while Jimmy Morrison, come on. Yeah, come on, baby, light my fire. But most of it's this. And that's what you get used to if you listen to the long version. It's a great bathroom record. If you are a jockey.
That's right.
Yeah,
this is cool.
All right, number one this week. First week for the Beatles. All You Need Is Love. Isn't this from Sgt. Pepper? Do I remember?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not that up on my Beatles
trivia. I ought to remember it, but I don't. But it has the sound of a lot of the Sgt. Pepper tunes. And it was the first time they sort of went off the reservation, you know, with the stuff that didn't sound like the old Beatles stuff. This was the era they were trying new things, late 66, early and mid 67. All You Need Is Love.
It's a good song for this week, right?
Yep, absolutely. Flies very much. Good song from the Beatles. John, Paul, George, and Ringo, 28 after.
In today's automotive news, Hyundai will test 100 self-driving cars at the 2018 Winter Olympics. Hyundai is working with the South Korean government, a published report has shown. The vehicles are expected to be deployed in Pyeongchang, which will make an extremely challenging environment for them. The roads are very, very curvy, and the region is expecting lots of heavy snow, which will test these new self-driving cars to their limits. The automaker will rely on extremely accurate, high-definition digital maps to avoid mishaps. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. Drive sober or get pulled over. Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the best place to get all you need for a great-looking yard this Labor Day weekend. Come in now and get top Scotts products for only $10 each after instant savings. Choose from Scotts Lawn Food, Easy Seed, Ortho Home Defense, Roundup Pump and Go, and more. All just $10 each. Hurry into your local Ace, where top Scotts products are $10 each after instant savings. Through Monday only. Valid on select items and sizes for Ace Rewards members. Limit 2. See participating store for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Home Defense ready-to-use 1-gallon perimeter spray, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, or 10-pound bag is your choice, 2 for just $10. Making bugs disappear is quite a trick. Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone can knock out over 100 types of insects. Money in your pocket, fewer pests in your home and lawn. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour now, our attention is on you and our focus is on you and what you're thinking as we provide you with our perspectives on what's going on here. When I say we, it's the DJV conglomerate. Sounds like a big corporation, doesn't it? It's the DJV conglomeration. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Victoria, Sheila, Sheila, good dog. Victoria Keelan. I tickle myself sometimes. Anyway, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen are here. I have a friend, although I haven't talked to him for a while. I was thinking I'd call him up after I saw what was going on with him. I don't know if any of you know the Reverend Barry Lynn or not. Barry and I worked together in a network situation. This is a quick historical perspective. As many of you know who have been following me for a long time, we're now in the DJV throes, but it was originally the Good Day Show, and it started in syndication in October of 1988. Limbaugh started in August of 88, and I was associated with a group in Baltimore for about a year and a half, and then they ran out of money, and I moved the program over to Pat Robertson's fledgling commercial network in Washington, and there were a great crew of people, of broadcasters who are associated with the program. And there was a program on the air called Battleline. And one of the Pat, I can't remember his last name, isn't that awful? Pat Corton was on the right side, and Barry Lynn was on the left side. Barry, a minister, had left point of view and has been a part of any number. If you Google him, you'll see that he's been a part of a group that was focused on religion and government being involved in religion, that kind of stuff. And he also has been associated with what's called the New America Foundation, which is basically a group of people who are trying to separate business interests from the government. We all talk about campaign finance reform. These guys are really the think tank behind trying to educate the public as to how invasive all of this money that's coming from everywhere. I mean, I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. I made the suggestion on the air once, and it grabbed hold. A lot of people have used it since, that we ought to have all these people who are working in Washington in Congress wear outfits like the NASCAR drivers do, so you can see who the sponsors are that pay to put them in office.
That would be amazing.
So, yeah. Well, Barry was at the forefront with the New America Foundation of warning the public about what politicians are doing and how they're in the camp of this, that, or the other.
Like a watchdog kind of thing?
Yeah. It's all about corporate monopolies. And he's really gone after Google.
Mm.
And as a result of that, he got fired yesterday.
Ooh.
From his job. And so did his 10 researchers.
Hmm.
The New America Group fired him as the head of its open markets program. The program and Barry had a press conference calling for an antitrust investigation into Google and the money that it gives to the New America Foundation. So basically biting the hand that feeds you. But I tell you the story mostly because I like Barry and I know him, but more because you see the power of Google, which, by the way, a couple of weeks ago, Barry and his group, with a press conference, released a statement calling for the head not only of the Federal Trade Commission here, but the European Union. Remember, was it early this year or last year that they leveled a $2.5 billion fine on Google? Because they were violating all kinds of antitrust laws.
Mm-hmm.
And so the two guys at Google have given this organization, the Open Markets, the New America Foundation, they've given him $21 million. And the chairman, whose name is Eric Schmidt, has served as the chairman of the board of this group. And so when one of the members of the group is asking questions about its biggest benefactor, what do you think is going to happen? So now I figure there's got to be something. There's a story in the New York Times today, Victoria, about the whole conflict of interest thing in Google and how they've gotten so big and the way they place their products and they push people around. And they're basically very intimate. That's what you get. You know, you wonder about Amazon and some of these other huge corporations that are just buying up everything in sight.
Yeah.
And not only they're not only controlling that business, but it becomes a monopoly. And so I just looked at a story, and I, as I said, I'm going to try to get a hold of Barry. But it really, this one person who is quoted in the story says, it's classic monopoly muscle. This is the way bullies act, and Google is America's biggest bully. And I don't doubt that for a second.
Yeah. I mean, they haven't even cleaned up that whole lawsuit about not paying women the same as they're paying men, and
they have to
hand over their records because they're a government contractor.
Yeah.
So they haven't even cleaned up that mess yet. So, hopefully, I'm sure your friend is going to get picked up by a million other watchdog companies who would love to have his expertise.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But it is, yeah, this is... I don't know, at some point, you know, Amazon, and you know I have a lot of love for Amazon, but at some point, Amazon and Google are just going to be running everything. They're going to own everything.
Yeah.
And at some point, the government is probably going to step in and say, okay, now it's a monopoly.
Exactly. And that's what Barry's trying to say. It's time for the government to look at these things.
Yeah.
But they have so much money. They've created such business and the jobs and all that other stuff. It is, it's tough to push these people around, but
it's hard to make a case if you're a regular person who lives by Google and lives by Amazon. You know, it's hard to get public support for that probably too.
Here's what I'm thinking though, Victoria. This is the kind of power, this kind of monopoly that ruins democracy. These people get so entrenched, they get so in control, they push everybody around, they influence all these decisions that are being made. And so when you think about it, I have a Gmail account, and I do business on Google, and
everybody
so probably
does,
everybody
right?
else.
Yep.
But think about that when you're thinking about
expanding. I mean, even my mom, who is like the least tech-savvy person, even she has a Gmail account. She doesn't know the password and can't use it, but she at least has one. I was shocked to even find that out.
I wonder why she changed to Hotmail. You know, you wonder.
Oh, no, don't do that. No. Too many viruses. Oh, don't.
Really?
Don't do that. No, 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 no. Don't do that. See, that's the thing. Google is still putting out a great product, and it's the best search engine. It's the best free email. Very few times has it ever had real issues with viruses or being hacked. It's actually never been hacked on any large scale, like Yahoo was so bad, and Hotmail and so many of the other ones. So that's the problem. To the consumer, Google's doing a great job, and it's going to be hard to have public support behind that.
It's food for thought, no question about that. Speaking of food for thought, let me remind you about the great deal at MyPillow.com for their four pillow pack, two travel pillows and two premium pillows, 50% off using the DJV promo code. I think that's all I have to tell you, because most everybody knows about how good the quality of MyPillows are. You see him on TV telling his story and underscoring the fact that these are made in the USA in his hometown of Minneapolis. All that stuff is good. But the most important thing is that the fill inside the MyPillows stays cool, helps your neck and your head have the support it needs so you get a good night's rest. That's what's important. Plus, you need to change your pillows every year. There's all kinds of guckabungas that grow in your pillows, and you don't want them around. If you saw a magnifying glass, through a magnifying glass, what the mites look like that are crawling around your pillow, crawling to your nose and your mouth. Ugh, gross. So call 800-716-5989 and refresh your pillow supply. One for every bed or two for every bed. You got four beds in the house. You need to order eight of these puppies. And you order them now at 800-716-5989. Save 50% on the four pillow pack. And you know, understand that you're using a great American product. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for the special 50% off deal on all those pillows. Get enough for the entire household. You can either go on MyPillow.com or use 800-716-5989. Be sure to use the DJV code.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Home Defense ready-to-use 1 gallon perimeter spray, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. Making bugs disappear is quite a trick. Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone can knock out over 100 types of insects. Money in your pocket, fewer pests in your home and lawn. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th, U.S. only. See store for details.
As kids head back to school, many parents are trying to check school supplies off their to-do lists. And according to Staples, parents are looking for one-stop shopping and extra savings. That's because parents are busier than ever, and they don't have a ton of time to compare prices or visit multiple stores. Staples makes back-to-school shopping easy by offering the lowest prices guaranteed and by remaining in stock all season long. You can even buy online and pick up in-store to save time. Additionally, Staples' 110% price match guarantee matches any competitor's prices and offers an additional 10% discount of the price difference. Parents who are looking for the ultimate bargains should keep an eye out for the Staples weekly circular. They can find extreme deals on popular items with some as low as 15 cents. Extreme deals only carry through the end of the back-to-school season.
so be sure to catch the hot deals before they're gone. For more back-to-school ideas and tips, visit staples.com. I'm Bob Depot for the Consumer Radio Network.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Right, a couple of examples of your government at work, especially when it comes to travel and flying. I fly out of Boston Logan because I live in Boston, and I fly mostly to LAX because I live in Los Angeles during the bad weather months. So now when I see this, it's just so typical of the arrogance, the unfriendly operation. This is the most user-unfriendly public operation in America that I've ever come in contact with. Massport owns and operates the airport, and they're thinking of starting to charge you to drop off people at the airport. That is a fee for driving onto the airport property, which they say is theirs. If you're picking somebody up at the terminal or dropping them off, because they get fees out of the cabbies, they get fees out of the buses, they get fees out of the limos, Uber, Lunga, all of them pay a fee. So let's get a couple of bucks out of everybody who comes through. And that, by the way, this particular public entity has more cash than any other entity of its type in the country. They are sitting at any one point in
more
time.
More than the Port Authority in New Jersey?
Bigger than the Port Authority. They have, they've had over the years, I used to run the buses at Massport back in the Euro when I was in the bus business in the 70s and 80s. $900 million to $9 billion in cash, depending on what's going on at the airport at any one time.
Jeez.
They want to charge $2 to go in, and or they're looking at it anyway. So there's a toll booth. They just took down all the toll booths in Massachusetts on the Mass Turnpike, including the one that came that you paid into when you left the airport. Now they want to put up a toll booth, so you pay $2 to drop somebody off. Good God. What the hell? Where does this stop? You know, you talk about monopolies in business.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing in government. It's damnable.
Yep.
Here's another one. Those of you who live in Pittsburgh or who use the airport there, this airport used to be a big hub airport for U.S. Air. Now it's not much going on there. They're saying they're going to allow visitors to come in and go through the checkpoints starting next month.
Isn't that interesting?
I find it very interesting.
I find that a little disturbing, too.
Well, they got a team. The TSA says they've figured out how to do this, give non-flyers access to the boarding terminal.
But what's the point?
And it's sort of on the anniversary of September 11th. That's, I don't even begin to comprehend how bad that
I
is
just,
as
yeah.
a visual.
I get they have to be screened as if they were passengers, and that's fine. But I just don't understand. To me, gates are so crowded as it is.
Yep.
The last thing
Getting
you
around,
need are a bunch of extra people standing there waiting
Hanging
to
around.
Wave at grandma. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
what do
I understand.
You need to go in there for?
I understand it's kind of boring if you're on the other side by yourself, but I don't think it's necessary to have someone else. Like, my dad works at the airport, so he can come in the back and stand with me, which is kind of nice, but I think I would get through if I was by myself.
Like, and also, we're so used to, I mean, everyone who flies is so used to meeting up with whomever is picking you up outside of baggage claim.
Yeah,
like, there's nothing wrong with that. The only time, I mean, the only place that I think it's appropriate is in a movie. You know, there's always a romantic goodbye or hello scene at an airport gate. But other than that, we don't need this in real life.
Love Actually.
Right. Well, even that was post 9/11. They're at the, they're through baggage claim.
Yeah. Anyway,
but even still, I mean, this makes no sense to me.
Program starts just before September 11th. They're going to do it. So 9 to 5 every day. It's very interesting. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
I'm a name. I don't think I have a life.
You are not Jack Summersby, so why do you keep going on pretending that you are?
How do you know I'm not?
I know because...
How do you know?
I know because I never loved him the way that I love you.
Richard Gere, Jodie Foster, Summersby. She knew everything about him but the truth.
Sounds like that's a great relationship made in heaven. All right, so this is from Summersby. Chuck Curry, our movie man, always has a point when he gets us to play some music or some kind of intro from an important movie, the movie Summersby. What's the connection here, Chucker?
Richard Gere, star of that movie, 68 years old today, Doug.
Is he, 68?
And I'm a fan. I like that movie a lot. You ever see Summersby from 93? Co-starred opposite Jodie Foster.
I have not seen it, but I am a Richard Gere fan. I think he is an understated... actor early on in his career, all the women used to go goo goo gaga ganga bunga for him. I think he has some pretty deep
roots. I guess when
you're
in a movie called American Gigolo, that might be the case, right?
I mean, that's what it was. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way. But I think he's swell. What do you think of him?
I like him. I think he's a really good leading man. Yeah, early in his career, he took a lot of knocks. A lot of critics said, "Yeah, well, not a great actor." I disagree. I think he's a good actor, but in comparison to today's leading men, he towers above most of them. I think he's really good.
What do you ladies think of Richard Gere?
I think he's a great actor. I mean, I loved him, obviously, in Pretty Woman. I mean, who doesn't? But I also loved him in that movie, Knights and Rodanthe. That's one of those Nicholas Sparks type movies. He was actually, it was surprisingly good, and he was excellent in that.
I remember that. Yeah, it was kind of an artsy movie.
Yeah.
Diane Lane was in it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but listen, Officer and a Gentleman is iconic, opposite Deborah Winger. It came out in 82. They don't make movies like that anymore. That was very popular.
They couldn't stand each other. They couldn't have liked each other
less. She was reportedly impossible to work with.
Yeah, very difficult. Yep, yeah. So, anyway. All right, so there's the trivia and the insight into Richard Gere and some of his movies. Chucker has more movie news for us right after this.
I'm Nicole Feliciano, the CEO of Mom Transmedia, and it's back-to-school season. It's the time to take stock of what you already have, so when you head out shopping, you don't duplicate any of the supplies. It's also a great time to stock up on healthy snacks. We look for things that are nutritious and delicious, like Go-Go Squeeze. Our favorites are the apple flavor and the new Go-Go Squeeze blueberry yogurts. We love them because you don't have to refrigerate them. They are perfect for on-the-go snacking and come in 30 different flavors, so there's sure to be something your kids are going to love. It's also the time to start thinking about keeping your family healthy. That means stocking up on hand sanitizer, tissues, and other items that are going to keep your kids well and able to achieve all they can this fall season. We love the Halls Kids Cough and Sore Throat Pops. They have menthol in them, which will help soothe coughs and relieve sore throats, perfect for kids 5 and over. Also in the pop formula is a new vitamin C pop. It provides 100% of your kids' dietary vitamin C needs. For more information on these back-to-school trends, head to momtrends.com and be sure to follow on social media.
All right, so Chucker, what do you have for us movie news-wise?
Interesting story here. You know, the other day we talked about how the Oscar movies will play out in the next decade. Well, Warner Brothers is going to launch a massive Oscar campaign for its big summer hit Wonder Woman for the film itself and the director, Patty Jenkins. And it was reported yesterday, Doug, that 20th Century Fox is going to launch one of the biggest marketing campaigns Oscar-wise ever in their studio's history for War of the Planet of the Apes, another big summer film. So I think that answers that question. These big summer movies are going to be strong Oscar bait come Oscar time. Tomorrow, I forgot the studio, but Close Encounters of the Third Kind will have a 40th anniversary re-released in theaters. I'm going to go see it tonight on the XD screen. It's one of my favorite Steven Spielberg movies. But I got to say this, I have a feeling if the younger generation sees that movie, I think they're going to be somewhat perplexed, because if you remember when that movie came out in 77, extremely thought-provoking, but it's not a big action movie.
All right, so you're saying that, let's get this straight so everybody knows what we're talking about here.
Sure.
The Close Encounters is going to be re-released tomorrow night in theaters around the country?
Yes, for 1 week.
Really?
I've never seen it. Maybe I'll go see it.
You got to go see it.
Yeah, I mean, I love fabulous. It, but it's not.
Especially you, Victoria, your philosophy of life.
Uh-huh.
You grab it because you understand you and I have the same basic philosophy about a lot of things. There is a wonderful, just superb spiritual message.
Cool.
Good. Go see it. Close Encounters. All right, Chucker, you've done a fabulous job again. Check out Chucker's weekly podcast, Movie Maniacs, on iTunes.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.